And good morning. Welcome to Elcott. The next step. You might have just heard me belch and heard a bubble of acid reflux come up through my throat. Forgive the theatrics. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott, joined by Overlord Casper and Overlord One-Eye, as we this morning investigate and explore the fruitions and altruations that is and am Elcott.
Whoops.
The next step. I thank Overlord One-Eye for the exclamation proclamations this morning.
You're welcome.
And also Overlord Casper for introducing this morning's main thoroughfare. What we call in Elcott the next step, the main thoroughfare is the topic of our, what you call a homily, we call the big large one. The big thick one is the Book of Truth. The Book of Truth that was uncovered and rediscovered by Hevner Elcott and then compiled by a group of wonderful college students and fraternity brothers of mine in 1990 at the University of Elgin. Elgin is in Idaho, but it is a town that appears and disappears at will. Why do we say that? Some people say it's because we drank water that had been tainted by some kind of an ergot mushroom. No, not at all. The town was there, then it disappeared, then came back.
I think that people should understand, Dr. Elcott, that your experience in college is one thing, but the compilation by members of Hi Phi Epsilon D of Elcott, the next step,
you've got to be leveled down because you butchered it alive.
I'm sorry.
We need to level Overlord One-Eye because he took it and blew his nose into it. That is, he misspoke a truth and a truthation.
How you doing? Whatever,
right. I can't wait to do it again.
That's perfectly fine. As we were saying, the truth organization and truthigation is part of the Elcott growth and permutation. So that when Elcott the Next Step was originally conceived and compiled by Hevner Elcott, it eventually arrived to us and through us as the Big Thick One. The truths that are expressed there are expressed in what we call a big one, that is, the homily or sermon on our gatherings. We don't gather just on Sundays. We gather at will in a pine forest with a squirrel staring us up and down. That means we gather any day of the week, any hour of that day. Here now is Overlord Casper.
Thank you very much, Overlord Bugs Wilcott. We're excited to be able to evolve and give you the growth and grip of what Elcott the Next Step is about. Here now, Overlord Gloria Grover.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Overlord Bugs Wilcott. I am Overlord Gloria Grover, and it was with great pride and with great esteem that I blended and did the blendation with Overlord Bugs Wilcott when he was at one time a priesterly. My son, Larry, who is not a member of Elcott the Next Step, walked in on us while we were there in a groove, spliced and ready. For those of you who are not familiar with our terminology, that means that Overlord Bugs Wilcott, at the time of priesterly, had me on my hands and knees on our bed. His pants were off, so were mine.
And what we're talking about really is a growth hormone that is not really in the medical terminology. It's more of a psychological, spiritual growth hormone called put your bad boy pants on. That had to be performed on Overlord Gloria Grover's son, Larry Grover.
When Larry walked in on us, he grew a third ear. What we mean by that is he began to hear things that weren't there. We tried to take him on a field trip to one of our favorite lakes, Lake Candu, up in the Pine Forest. But as soon as Overlord Bugs Wilcott slid into the driver's seat, Larry became depressed, purchased adult magazines, and spent most of his time in his room reading adult magazines, looking at the foldouts, looking at them sideways, up and down, pants off, door locked.
I'm Overlord One-Eye. I've just recovered from the leveling. And now, here is Bugs Wilcott.
Thank you very much, and Gloria, thank you. You treading in the very light areas, the very thin ice areas of our blendament and our fruition, certainly lends an ear to what it is I want, I are, me want. Me want to do, me do.
What Ed just did was purposefully fracture the language so that he would not have to endure a leveling. Good on you, Ed.
Me not know.
I'll take over from here. Elcott, the next step, is in 16 U.S. cities, 25 North American countries, and 68 different municipalities around the world. We meet on a regular basis to discuss the precepts of Elcott. The next step.
If you'd like to be a member of Elcott The Next Step, all you need do is write for a transcript of this program to Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. We will send it out post-haste. It will probably take anywhere from 4 to 6 months to get to you, and by the time it does get to you, we will probably have changed our minds about a lot of the things that's in it. Nonetheless, learn what we send you, then we'll send you the new stuff that we taught, and eventually you'll get up to speed with a big thick one, even though that's out of date too.
Thank you. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
When we say that Elcott The Next Step is ever evolving, ever organizing and reorganizing, what we mean is, as we learn, we grow. And as we grow, we frighten people, because we do literally grow. We not only grow spiritually and intellectually, but physically, some of us have gotten to be 20 to 25 feet tall.
Elcott, The Next Step.
That voice you just heard there was Overlord Bosco Wilmington. He's 31 feet tall, a wonderful guy, pretty good card player too.
Thank you.
Overlord Casper here, reminding you to send in your Vortex. That is your weekly payment for the big thick one to be read to you over the phone. Eventually, when you do collect yourself and organize into a single unit, you'll be eligible for membership in Elcott The Next Step. The price, $39.95 per month for the next year.
$39.95, or if you'd like, you can cut that up into weekly apportionments of $9.95.
$9.95 seems like such a simple thing. Hardly a drop in the bucket to gain the truths, the wisdoms, the insights, the oversights, and the overbite of Elcott. The Next Step.
The exclamation proclamation this week is designed to sound like an air fryer that has gone on the fritz, as my father used to say.
You just messed up because you stumbled and stuttered.
You stumbled, you stuttered, you upchucked.
I just heard you say fuck.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yes, you did.
How you doing? Go ahead, Lorna, do it
right. I love you from your spirit,
thank you, Ed. Yes, even overlords misstep, overgrow, and overgroin.
In Elcott The Next Step, founded in Wampaw, New York, after Hevner Elcott decided to do a U-turn in California and go back east, he said, no, 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 no. I will not form or base any religion in California. That will be done by others. I will turn and go upstate New York. He said, upchuck New York, and everyone threw up. But what he meant was upstate New York. And he said, excuse me, I misspoke.
Elcott The Next Step invites you to the next gathering. I fucked up.
You did, Mr. Announcer. What's your name?
Dr. Beans Burnaby.
Beans Burnaby, we have to level you. You're an overlord.
Yes, I am. God, get it over with, will you, old bag?
Oh, baby!
How dare you speak that way to my wife, the blended one, Gloria Grover.
Fuck you.
This guy doesn't want to live long, does he? Go ahead, give him the works, Ed.
You asked for it.
Don't you ever talk to an overlord like that again.
Yes, this is Elcott. In all of its glory, each week bringing to you truth nuggets, what we used to call truth bullets, but that was copyrighted by me when I left the church at one point to form my own religion, but then I was coaxed back with promises of money and houses, and of course, I had to give up the term truth bullet. It's been copyrighted now by Elcott the Next Step.
No one cares. Could you just...
Fine.
Man.
Elcott the Next Step.
You just blow your nose?
Yes, I did.